This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk. Let's do some talking, DJV style talking. So Jennifer talks, Victoria talks, Kara talks, Doug talks, you talk, we talk, we all talk for ice cream. Oh, wait, that's a different gig, isn't it? Right? How many of you grew up on that? You scream ice cream, we all scream for ice cream. Or am I the only one who?
No, I know that. I don't think I've said that a lot. But
no. Yeah. Okay. Well, now you can feel free, Jennifer. This is free form conversation. You can say it all you'd like. Anytime you feel like saying that, you're welcome to do that. Meanwhile, Victoria is about to say or tell. There is a difference between saying and telling. Tell us what the trending stories are at the moment.
Well, some great news for people who live in Washington State. They are officially the first state to pass laws protecting net neutrality. And so what they're, instead of suing the government, which a lot of, there are 20 different states that have actually, the attorneys general from 20 states have actually done that. They filed a lawsuit in January to stop the repeal of net neutrality. Washington State got together and passed a bipartisan bill that's went actually signed into law yesterday. They moved fast in Washington. And so now HB 2282, which sounds like something from Star Wars, bars internet service providers in the state from blocking content, applications, services. They can't slow down traffic, and the law will actually go into effect on June 6th. That's when everything will go back to what it was before net neutrality became.
Well, has net neutrality taken effect nationally? It was passed, but has it actually been instituted?
I think in May. I don't know, Jen, have you heard anything more about that? I thought May was what I had heard was the go-to date.
I don't know. I know February 2nd was the date that the FCC told the Senate of its plans to repeal net neutrality rules. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's a May date coming up, no.
I think in the meantime, I think some people have been worried that they're going to see their internet bill just skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So I don't think companies are stupid enough to do that until this is really settled. So Hopefully it won't really affect anybody. And if more states follow suit like Washington, then, I don't know. It's maybe if this was a good thing that states are able to come in and actually have their, do what's best for the residents of their own state. So,
What a concept. Home rule. Golly gee.
But the thing is, though, about this, and state, I'm all for people having, each state is different. Every state in America has different needs and different lifestyles. I'm totally for that. But in terms of net neutrality, the internet is a utility at this point, and that's the argument that a lot of the attorneys general are making, that it's just like saying, you can't spike someone's electric bill. It is a utility at this point. It is a necessity. You cannot live without the internet today, unless you're one of those weird people who lives off the grid.
I'm down with that or up with that or whatever direction I have to go. I think that is true. I think it's very difficult, if not impossible, in most circumstances. Sadly, as I find myself thinking, I'm really agreeing with this because. It is almost impossible for, I know a lot of farmers, rural residents who are dependent, the younger farmers especially, in terms of figuring out what they're going to do with their farm, how to operate the equipment, how to promote the stuff. It's just become a necessity. The old, what's the song, the bare necessities of life will come to you. Well, not if it's up to Verizon and that bunch. The bare necessities of life aren't going to come to you, at least not properly. I don't think there's anybody here or anybody's got any common sense anywhere. This is one of those conflicting things that makes for an interesting conversation because a lot of the people who supported the current administration are the ones who are getting it in the neck on this. And so how do you continue to feel or support? And maybe that brings us around, Jennifer, to thinking that it's always dangerous to put all your eggs in one basket. I don't think you can... said a number of things about
it. I don't know if that's fair. I don't agree with 100% of the things.
No, what I'm saying is that it isn't.
And I'm sure Victoria doesn't agree with 100% of the things Obama did.
Right. You don't always agree, but it's one. In this circumstance, it's a serious disagreement. So what do you do about it? And this is something that I think they've taken action on. I think you'll see that with that bold step. It'll be a good way to urge others to do the same thing.
I don't want to see the government mandating the internet, and that's the way it's set up right now, is that government would be in control and oversight of the internet. I don't like that. So I actually don't think, even though I understand, and I think some of the main support points for net neutrality are good, I just don't know that there are that many real instances of websites being slowed down by providers, like a cable system. I don't know that a cable system goes and slows down
here,
access.
Right here. Happened to me. Right here.
On what website?
I'm talking about getting the stuff from Fios.
It's not about fast service. What it's about, it's about multiple things. It's about more things than just at first blush. But one of the main items when people support net neutrality is they're saying, let's say you have Spectrum cable. And you have your internet through Spectrum, and Spectrum decides that they don't want you to have access to Hulu because Hulu competes with their product. Mm-hmm. And so they slow down access to Hulu. That's a very seldom happening right now, that where somebody's going through, a provider's going through,
I don't want it
and
to happen
slowing
at all.
Your access to websites. So to decide to change the whole structure and have the government in charge of the internet just because of happens. There are multiple angles to this, but that is one of the big things that people say. Well, we don't want our providers slowing things down. And so to see that the FCC is going to be ruling over something else, I don't know. It's just more taxes. All those things that you see on your bill can go up willy nilly if you keep
Why?
The government
if they,
in charge.
Why? If things stay
of this.
The way they are now, what justification do they have for making them go up?
Well, do you think that they're going to ask you if they want the taxes to go up? No, they're going to keep increasing the taxes if they want to, if they say they need it.
Sooner or later.
But the tax issue, how are the taxes going to go down? The taxes aren't going to disappear. If net neutrality continues to be repealed and it becomes the providers can do whatever they want, I don't understand how the tax issue is going to get better for the consumer. It won't.
See, I just, I understand some of the arguments that are formed under net neutrality because it is such a wide umbrella, but I am at my core totally against having a big government organization control the internet. I just don't. Because I think that it provides for the government to censor things. It allows for the government at some point, if this goes its worst way, to become China. And I don't like that. I don't want the government deciding what websites I want to see and what websites I don't want to see.
If we left it the way it is now, how is it going to be any different with the government?
What do you mean?
Well, if in fact we make the status quo the rule or the law or whatever it is, then how will it be?
They're repealing net neutrality. So today, I would imagine.
So companies, not the government, companies are going to be holding consumers over a barrel. That's the problem.
But companies don't provide your internet access. You're just going to have free market choices, which is what I totally believe in. I believe in multiple, having the ability to choose from multiple products.
Right, but that's not going to be. Rural Nebraska, there isn't going to be anybody who's going to be eager to compete with whoever's there already. You're not going to have...
They can charge whatever they want, and if, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. So, and this is funny that we're talking about net neutrality, first crack. But if someone... So you're saying that you want the government to control all of the internet just because there are not enough internet providers in Nebraska.
Nope. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want the government to control it either. They don't now, but if they put net neutrality into effect, then they will, because de facto they have said, this is the way it is.
But the government right now is going to be the police of who is offering things under the situation now. The government oversees that. The FCC oversees the internet. So if that's what you want, if you want the same governing body.
But the FCC has been doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but no one has had a problem with it until it's been taken away.
No, that's true. I mean, I don't think that's true. I think there has been plenty of problems with it. I just don't want to see the people.
Net neutrality has not caused more problems. It's caused the big companies like Comcast and Verizon haven't liked it. That's why they're dancing for joy right now. They love that.
One of the ways to fix this is for some consumer organization to take it to the Supreme Court. And that way it could, and maybe that will happen under the circumstances, if state attorneys general, if they're doing it out there, you can be sure that West Coast and East Coast states will look at it and say, all right, we're going to do the same thing these guys did. They just follow whatever. Maybe there'll be a consortium of attorneys general that'll work on it together. But
I just think the best way you can protect consumers is with deregulation. That's who I am. I can't say that net neutrality is like the biggest issue to my heart, because it's definitely far from it. But it just at my core, I think that the market does better with a system that is not heavily regulated. And so that's why I don't necessarily jump into the corner of supporting net neutrality. I don't think it's a gimme, but I think it's something that most people don't understand. I think making a more capitalistic system
But I don't like the idea that there is no way there will be any kind of capitalistic opportunities in the areas where there is a scarce or sparse population. That's the thing. Yeah. It's not fair for just because I live in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska for me to get screwed 37 ways from Sunday by Verizon.
And the person you're describing living in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska is so not a priority for any of these companies. And it's like,
or the politicians either.
Do you guys know where the best broadband is right now in the country?
No.
Iowa.
Not here. I'll tell you that.
Iowa's the most desirous place to live on USA Today, I believe, just did the rankings of the best places to live. And Iowa is number one. And that is a lot because of infrastructure and a lot because of broadband availability and the quickness of broadband. So don't think that just because, and I would imagine we'd all agree that Iowa is not the most metropolitan of states. Don't think just because they're maybe in the flyover states or somewhere in the middle that somehow they're podunk and they're not going to have a lot of access to internet. It just, to me, is a risky thing when we start going away from who we are as a country, which is a capitalistic society, capitalistic economy, and we start moving to more government control and government oversight of our utilities.
I want my water to be regulated, not by the local company who decides, well, you know, Victoria living in podunk, she doesn't really need the best kind of water, so we're not going to really focus on them because they're not going to make a lot of noise.
People
with money.
You don't want to make your stance on water. You do not want to make, with the way the government screws up the water supply, you don't want them in charge of the water. I don't want them in charge of my water. That's why I have a well.
I get what you're saying. What I'm saying is, call it electricity then, any utility. I'm just saying there are, when utilities get deregulated, it has not always worked in the past. I have a friend who worked at an electricity deregulation company, and it was kind of a disaster. And it seemed like, oh, you've got so much choice, and it's an open free market, and they had it here in New York City a while ago. It was one of the first deregulated electric states. It was a total disaster. So it's not always a great thing to have deregulation for utilities.
More often than not, it probably is. But in the circumstances of utility, what it has created is a system of monopolies. And
that's what it's doing for net neutrality. It's the same thing.
Electric power company is now they're buying everybody else out, and that's a monopoly. Pretty soon it's going to be the power company, the water company, the airline, the grocery store. That's the way it's going because everybody's buying up everybody else. And that's not going to ever be good for you without choices. That's why Amazon, in a way, is doing, one of the reasons it's doing as well as it is because they're, look at the choices that are there. People want to have choices. And I certainly can't argue with your reasoning, Jennifer, at all, but I don't, it isn't that we have government right, I'm frustrating because the monopolies have taken over. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 23 after the hour, DJ V time. Jennifer Horn with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The focus is on TV tonight versus last night. Last night, it was last night. What did I watch? I came home from a meeting last night and watched. Oh, that show with the kid that was on The Good Wife, the lawyer. He's a Canadian. Czuny, how do you spell his name? Czuny. Matt Czuny. It's a thing on Fox about hospitals and doctors and stuff.
Oh, 911.
Doctor soap opera. No.
Yes.
Is
no?
No.
I think it's called 911. Does it have...
I think it's... Is it The Resident?
Resident.
Oh, that's new. Yeah. Okay, so that's a new show. Did you like
yeah.
it?
Yeah, Bruce Greenwood is in it. I find him quite appealing as an actor. He lends some credibility to some of these newer actors and actresses. It's the usual soap opera, but a different twist. And I think it was actually quite a watchable show, frankly. All right, so that's my review from last night. Jennifer, what do we have tonight?
Well, tonight, NCIS is back on CBS and new, and it has a special guest star joining Mark Harmon. Price is Right host Drew Carey will join the mix. He returns to his acting roots and guest stars as a Marine sergeant. He's
going to
be a Marine sergeant accused of sending cyanide-laced care packages to soldiers on active duty.
He's a bad
guy. He'll be a nut, is what he's saying.
Okay.
On ABC, the season finale tonight of Kevin Probably Saves the World. This airs on ABC at 10, starring Jason Ritter. No word on if this is going to be renewed or not, but it's a good cast. Joanna Garcia Swisher's in there, and again, Jason Ritter, who I think is very likable. He reminds me so much of his dad. Kind of
see one of the Ritter kids? She is one of the Ritter kids, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also tonight, Secret Eats with Adam Richman. He is going to Mexico City to explore off-the-menu items at out-of-the-way dining spots. And then what I'll make sure I tape tonight is this docudrama that is chronicling the deaths, the murders, of Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G.
Promoted a lot.
Yeah, so another episode of that is tonight on USA at 10 o'clock.
Really? And you didn't say Bull at 9 on CBS.
Well, because I promoted NCIS with Drew Carey, but Bull's on tonight, too.
Bull's on tonight. No Bull. Bull's on tonight.
No Bull.
26 after the hour. Musically speaking, Pink is in the music news. Some other artists as well. Curating weekly playlists for Women's History Month. March is Women's History Month. Female artists at RCA want to celebrate to their fullest. You know what RCA stands for, ladies? RCA Records.
Not.
Radio Corporation of America.
Huh.
was one of the original vinyl producers. Have you ever seen a picture of the dog on the Victrola?
Yeah,
for his master's voice. That's where RCA used that as their I suppose their logo. They began with their new Women's History of Vibe campaign at RCA, a collection of weekly playlists made up of songs written by women for women, not only now but throughout the history of recorded music, or maybe music in general. Does that this go back through the ages? I mean, how many people think about women when you think about Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and that era where there were women composers? There had to have been. But I bet they get treated the same as women in other circumstances. They just got pushed aside. Ever think about that? Those of you who are classical musicians, where are the women's contributions from 400, 500, 600 years ago or further back?
No, but I'm sure if allowed, they would have cultivated their talent.
Right, exactly. So all the playlists are curated and released every Thursday this month by one of the RCA female artists. Pink is one of them. Za. Is that how you pronounce that? S-Z-A? I don't know.
Siza.
Siza. Siza. Okay. Let's see. Kesha, Tinashe, and more. Pink's playlist is out now. Features some of her favorite women in music. Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee, a song that Pink has covered, tops the list with other highlights, including Joni Mitchell's River, Amy Winehouse's Back to Black, Dolly's Jolene, Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time, Katie Lang's Bird on a Wire, and Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. That's very interesting. I'd like to know how far back they go, though. I'd like to focus. I think it's just another example of women over the years sort of being pushed out of the way. 28 after the hour.
A small amount's a lot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An incarcerated individual who was convicted of drug charges once sat in a prison group and said, "When I get out, I can't work for minimum wage. I have to go back to selling drugs because I have to provide for my family." Another older and wiser peer of his said, "You think you have to provide for your wife by selling drugs, but let me ask you, is she making it on the outside now without your help?" And the other man said, "Yes." So the wiser inmate continued. He said, "How much could your wife use an extra $1,000 a month out there?" And the other man said, "Oh, that would mean the world to her." To which his elder replied, "That's what you working a minimum wage job would bring to her. And more than that, you would actually be there for her physically by her side instead of locked up in here." Sometimes we think we need to do major things when minor things will change everything. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In the good old winter time, there are lots of storms, and there's a big storm blowing across the Midwest, upper Midwest today, blowing into the Northeast tomorrow. I'm going to leave before that happens.
Of course you are. You're such a wimp.
See you later, alligator. So here we are at the DJV show. Hi, smiling at you, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's National Oreo Cookie Day. Oreo cookie sandwiches made up of two chocolate discs and a sweet cream filling. Lots of people like those cookies.
Do you know that Jeff will not eat an Oreo cookie?
Jeff, your fiance doesn't like Oreos. What's his problem?
No,
it's un-American. What's
here's
his deal?
I'd consider going
to marry somebody else if I were you.
No, I'm not a huge... I'll eat an Oreo. I can't say it's my favorite cookie, but, you know, every once in a while, not so good. Not so bad. But he has this adverse reaction to an Oreo cookie.
What?
And he will eat any kind of weird, like, gamey meat. He'll try it. He'll try anything, pretty much.
Really?
But he has this fear over Oreos.
No Oreos.
Do you think that's a real condition? Like... When you're number 13 to be
if you guys ever need money, you can go. I'm sure there's some freaky reality show. My fiance is afraid of Oreos.
Did he eat like too many Oreos as a kid? Because I ate a lot of Cheetos when I was a kid, and now I can't touch them. Otherwise,
like my friend who worked in a movie theater, she can't eat popcorn.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Oreos are the number one selling cookie. Did you know that?
I would have guessed that that's probably
number
right.
One.
Yeah.
They have a lot of varieties of them now. Didn't they introduce a blonde Oreo last year? Seems to me
Yeah. Yes. Like a vanilla one. They also have pumpkin spice, I'm pretty sure.
They have a lemon one. Okay, the lemon one is good. That I don't know why, but I tried that a couple of months ago. Someone had it somewhere. It was good.
They have peanut butter. Oh, my God. Peanut butter.
The National Biscuit Company, Nabisco, first developed and produced the Oreo biscuit in 1912 in New York. Today, the block on which the factory was located is known as Oreo Way. It's down in the Chelsea district, down where now they shoot all the Law and Order down at the docks.
Right? Oh, Chelsea Piers.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, okay.
The name Oreo first trademarked in March of 1912. The first Oreo cookies sold for 25 cents a pound in a clear glass-topped novelty can. The Oreo biscuit was renamed the Oreo sandwich shortly after it was trademarked. In 1948, the Oreo sandwich was renamed to Oreo cream sandwiches. William Turner developed the modern-day Oreo design in 1952, which has the Nabisco logo on it if you look at the cookie. The food scientist there who's in charge, Sam Procello, developed the modern Oreo cookie filling, which is basically, is that like a secret recipe like Colonel Sanders and his chicken? Is there a secret recipe to the cream filling?
Probably, because the other cookies that look like it, like Hydrox, or there's another one too, that they don't taste the same.
Nah.
So I'm sure they definitely have
close.
Some sort of,
Don't the Girl Scouts have a cookie that's like a... somewhat similar to an Oreo?
A thin mint, because it's got the chocolate cookie, just no filling.
Oh, all right.
Right?
FDA is launching a project to keep herbs and guacamole. Guaca? Guaca. Guaca.
Guacamole is what I make with my gun.
That's okay. That sounds pretty silly, actually. FDA is working for you to keep guacamole safe. Whipping up anything at home before you mash the avocado together with cilantro, you may want to take a few steps to clean and prepare those foods. Otherwise, they may not be safe for snacking. Where the hell were we before the FDA? How come everybody didn't just automatically die when they were born?
If it wasn't really by avocado and death by cilantro?
Right,
so weird. That's
Food
not a
Drug Administration
way to go, actually. Face down in a bowl of guac.
I'm fine.
Started taking a proactive look at those too frequently consumed food groups, herbs and avocados, because the foods are actually consumed raw. Oh, no! Not something that's pure and natural and raw. Let's cook it. Let's do something. It's vulnerable to bacterial growth. Good God, get lost, you stupid son of a... Good God. Is everybody so damn stupid that they can't figure out how to protect themselves? The FDA, they need...
Aren't there better things that the FDA can focus on?
Yeah, like going out of business?
I'd support that.
All right, this is more important. Beer. Beer companies going organic. This is sort of an interesting twist on beer. I think our beer drinker is Kara, right? She's the expert beer drinker here.
I did have one last night.
You had an organic beer?
No, I did not. So you have to tell me where I can get one.
Anheuser-Busch announcing a new type of beer, Michelob Ultra Pure Gold.
Oh, never mind. I'll drink other beers. Not that
really? I like Michelob Ultra. I'm such a wimp when it comes to beer drinking. It's like water with...
My mom loves Michelob Ultra. That's her favorite.
I don't even know.
I was bloated. I love it.
It's like 1 point on Weight Watchers, so everything goes by Weight Watchers for my mom. So
Fancy Nancy's looking out for her weight. So she has a sip of beer and that's it?
No, she can have a whole beer.
A whole beer?
She can have a whole Michelob Ultra, and it's like 2 points or whatever.
All right, let's see what else we got in the food department here. Eating vegetables. Good for you, right? Fruit and whole grains may be the most simple way to combat depression. This is something new. Researchers followed 1,000 people, an average of 81 years of age or more, for 6 years, monitoring their diet and their food. Found that people who avoided red meat, saturated fats and sugar, and stuck to healthy vegetables and fruit and whole grains were 11% less likely to be suffering depression. So veggies are good? I don't know that there's anything. Meat makes you, in case you didn't know it, and this is, I don't know that this is one of the conscious reasons that I don't eat meat, but eating meat makes you more aggressive. Did you know that?
No, what are you talking about, you moron?
I have never heard that, but I'm listening.
Yeah, no, it does make you more.
Would you consider?
I just heard Bruce Chris last night. So what are you talking about?
I was going to say, yeah. Would you consider me and Jen to be more angry than you and Victoria?
I think on occasion
more aggressive.
But you listen to the last half hour and Jennifer? I think
I don't know. I also just listened to you talking about the FDA and calling them some
yeah, and I don't even eat meat.
Look, that's imagine how I'd approach it if I ate meat. Just because I make you question your opinion every once in a while doesn't make me aggressive. It just makes me show the other point of view.
Yeah.
So you take that and you spin on it, Stefan.
Excuse me. Case closed. Yeah. Anyway, it was actually, this survey was done on dogs first.
Oh, perfect.
Dogs.
So you know a lot of depressed dogs. Okay.
Well, it makes
them more aggressive. They're depressed because they can't have meat.
That's exactly right. So much, they're depressed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the research, and then you heard the members of my staff denigrate me and the subject matter. You make up your own mind. I'm sure that there are plenty of meat eaters who are throwing rocks at the radio, or perhaps raw meat, or they're calling Lady Gaga at this moment. One or all of those things, perhaps. I just listen.
She still
I'm
has
here.
That dress, you know.
As a reporter. She has the meat dress?
I hope it's in a freezer.
It's a meat jerky dress at this point.
They sent it. Actually, a little point of fact, because it's local. There is the company that did that dress for her that, like, I guess made it so she could even wear it, is in Burbank, California, which is just a few miles down the street from where I live. And so there were a lot of profile pieces in the local newspapers. And he actually, the guy that did it, small little mom and pop business owner, did somehow insert that thing with like silicone preservatives so that it can last forever. Because I think it's sitting in a museum somewhere, isn't it?
Put it in a cryogenic lab next to Walt Disney's head. Probably where it is. 43 past the hour. As long as we're talking about healthy fruits and nuts, we have the fruits and nuts here on this program. Fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. Ladies, you know the story. By this time, you're taking your Balance of Nature ripened fruits and vegetables every morning and every evening. You take one of each from Balance of Nature, and you wind up with a superb immune system, as testified. If you go to their website, balanceofnature.com, you'll see all the testimonials from people who have had success taking, and I don't, you say, how do you measure the success? Well, if you can, there's blood work, there are all kinds of ways of actually, if you're in a study where they would take they can check your saliva, all kinds of stuff. That shows what kind of shape your immune system is. I just take it for granted because I do this every day, and I have very strong success in keeping the ugga buggers out of my body. Not often do I come down with anything, and I think it's because I have a strong immune system, and this certainly helps. Here's a lady named Samantha with the fruities and veggies. Say that again, Doug. With the fruities and veggies, it's my go-to for children and my husband and me. It's called Mommy Security, knowing that everybody in my family is getting everything they need in their diet. We are long life lovers, and this is going to help us have a long life. So that's one of hundreds of testimonials you can also see online at balanceofnature.com. So how do you want to get in on this? Charge up your immune system and talk to a health coach there. It won't cost you any money. Matter of fact, nothing at the beginning of this will ever cost you any money. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you'll get in the first free month opportunity using the code DJV. Get you the first month supply free, and then there are some other special discounts as well. Put these capsules to work for you and your immune system. Stay healthy. I suppose the old adage, I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. I don't know that this is going to make you wealthy, but it's going to keep you healthy. Charge up your immune system by 700% over the course of that first month you're on the product. Get the first month free at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line, in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, let's get to the sports news. Jennifer, some WWE news. Actually, one of the people who used to be a champ is running for the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. What in the world?
I found out about this a few months ago, and this is a, hello, perfect story for me. Politics and wrestling all into one. Oh, what? Get ready, because The Rock for president is coming. Glenn Jacobs, who was known in the WWE's Kane, little trivia for all you wrestling buffs, he first debuted in the WWE as The Undertaker's long-lost brother. They had a great rivalry. He's a big dude, very, very tall, is running for mayor in Knox County, Tennessee. And he recently welcomed The Undertaker, his foe, to the campaign trail at a fundraiser in Knoxville. Kane was last seen in the WWE feuding with Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar, but lost in a triple threat match for the Universal Championship at the Royal Rumble. After that, he disappeared and went to the world of politics. He did a campaign fundraiser, which marked the first time The Undertaker and Kane were seen together outside of the ring, and the event sold out quickly, giving fans an up-close and personal experience. Kane and The Undertaker have been with the WWE for more than 20 years. Election Day, if you are in Knox County, Tennessee, is May 1st of this year. So good luck to Kane.
I can just go vote there then, right?
Well, I think you need to probably be registered there.
Really?
But
why?
Sure. Yeah.
You have to have ID to vote there?
No, that's a real bummer. Don't get me started.
You might want to find something out about the guy before you just go and vote for him. He's also here.
He's a wrestler.
He's 17.
I know all I need to know.
Oh, Jen, I know you do. I'm saying Doug probably doesn't.
This is all I need to know. He's a wrestler. He's 6'7", and I believe he's a registered Republican. So we're good. I think we've
checked. 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. The first national bank of Amazon looks like it might be a possibility because our friends at Amazon, they're not going to be your friends forever because they're going to control everything. They're in talks with some of the big banks about setting up an Amazon-branded checking account. What could go wrong with that? Amazon wants to construct a more seamless relationship with its customers. Yeah, so they can control everything, including all your money. I don't think this is something that would be very appealing to me. What about you, Victoria? Amazon works with the big financial firms as opposed to going around them. Well, this just sounds like what they're going to do with insurance, too, right? J.P. Morgan Chase, Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway is going to do insurance?
I think Amazon is probably just dipping their toe in to see what their options are. But they already have a J.P. Morgan Chase Visa, Amazon Visa, so they're kind of already in business with them. So I don't know if they want it. It makes sense that they want to do something more to have the money flow go directly to them as opposed to going through credit card fees and everything else. So we'll see. I don't think anything will come of it, though.
All right, we will see. Finding out about selfies and how they have affected your face in just a matter of moments after these important other technical developments.
The Geek Out. With Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic promising to put you into low-orbit space in the next couple of years, or Elon Musk wanting you to go to Mars in the next couple of decades, comes the news of a hotel mogul that's been working hard to build and launch modules that can be put into orbit, connect together, and create a station twice the size of the current International Space Station. Bigelow Space Operations hopes to offer the ability to use these as a space hotel or for research purposes. The company's funded by Robert Bigelow and has actually been working making since 1999 and hopes to have some variation of these as soon as 2022. So if you're interested in a reservation in a Bigelow space pod, I've got details about it in our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's see what we can figure out here about selfies and nose jobs. How do we put those two things together, Victoria?
This is not fake news. This is real news from the Journal of American Medicine, the Facial Plastic Surgery Division. Plastic surgeons are now warning people, don't take your selfie so literally, meaning what you see in your selfie isn't actually there. Now, the reason that this is a warning is because patients, they have seen such an uptick in patients going into plastic surgeons and asking for a nose job because they don't like how their nose looks in selfies. And it turns out you can't really trust a selfie because they have done studies now. These plastic surgeons, who you would think normally, sure, they'll give anybody a nose job, but the plastic surgeons are actually pushing back on this, saying that selfies make your nose look 30% bigger than it is. That's a huge amount, 30% bigger. And so they've been going in, these patients have been going in, complaining, my nose looks too big in selfies and I want to get a nose job. And so they said, according to a 2017 poll, 55% of plastic surgeons are reported, are seeing this huge uptick. It's a 13% increase between 2016 and 2017 in people wanting nose jobs based on their selfies. And so they basically said, the real problem here is perception. If you hold a phone, a screen, 12 inches from your face, your nose is the thing that, I mean, this is basic, like, you know, physics. Your nose is the furthest thing sticking out of your face, so it's going to look larger. Like, it's you standing in front of a skyscraper. If you take the picture it the right way, you can look as tall as the skyscraper. So it's the same type of thing. So don't trust your selfies and don't get a nose job just because your nose looks big in a selfie.
Thank you very much for that, madam. All right, there's a new app with a focus on your bad days. What's this about?
A fitness app called Freeletics has said that on average, Americans have 60 bad days a year. That's 2 months of suffering a year.
Oh.
80% of those surveyed say that they have that work stress is the number one reason for a bad day. But, of course, the answer, and if the app is a fitness app, they say exercise and endorphins can help turn around those bad days.
Don't have a bad day. Well, taking a picture, a selfie with a big nose can give you a bad day.
Exactly.
Right? Looks like you got a bad big nose, big bad nose. Who's afraid of a big bad nose? Big bad nose. Big.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.